Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Poker Player bringing us back. That's from the outstanding double album, Innocent Age. I encourage you to check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer, the guy who's taught us so much about understanding change and leading change. His books include Why Don't You Want What I Want, My Constant Lament Here in My Own Business. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is another one. That's out in a revised edition, by the way, and of course, the Feedback Toolkit is outstanding. That's out in second edition. Rick, thanks again for being here. M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com, right?
Yeah, the newer website. That's still up.
Oh, that's right. You got a new one.
Yeah, Energy Bar Tools, tools being plural, energybartools.com is the thing that I keep putting new stuff on. There's a lot of free things there. So
And of course, that Energy Bar, because it's Rick there, it'll have plenty of nuts, right? Right, Rick?
That's why my picture's on the cover, yeah.
After 15 years, folks, I can have a little fun with him. So, but folks, I encourage you to go there because we've talked about the Energy Bar, his Energy Bar program that he's developed. It's outstanding, and we've talked about it on the show many times before. But let's get back to our topic at hand, which is presence. You think that's a big deal? We talked about management by walking around, being present, being in the moment with people. What do you mean when you say presence?
Yeah, it means that when you show up, people get that you're all in, that you're not just reading from the playbook. You know, you're not just showing up and going, imagine, I mean, if we're talking today and you say, hey, here's Rick Maurer, he's been on for 15 years, and you go, hi, Rick, and I go, hi, Jim, how are you? Well, I hear you're excited about this new stuff. Yes, I'm very excited about it. You know, something's going to come through, and people are going to be turning over to see what's on, you know, the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
What they found in the research is that when leaders show up and they're confident and they have enthusiasm about whatever it is that they're talking about, it's hard to fake that. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you try, you actually get in your own way. But what they're saying is, so you're better off being in positions where when you're going before people, you're fully there. Then people go, wow, I may not agree with Jim, but this guy's all in.
So, but is this about being energetic and passionate? Is it about just being consistent?
Yeah, it's not extroverted. It's not that kind of. It's having a passion, but it doesn't have to be, you know, loud and like a big public speaker kind of thing. It's like you're more of who you are. You're yourself when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I'm a part-time musician, and there's some musicians who I really, really strongly admire who are very, very introverted, and their playing is very introverted. But man, they got presence. They're right there. And then there are people who are just, hey, I'm here, world, and they're extroverted, and they're equally good, but they're very different. But what's important is they're true to themselves. And what's really important for your audience is that when these business managers and owners are talking to staff or to customers or that people get that what I'm getting is the real deal.
What you're talking about is trust. And,
well, it does go down to trust and likability. I'll be glad to add that in for a second.
And consistency. See, this to me, it sounds like, if you're going to be present, you're also talking about authenticity, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is authenticity.
Because when you're, you know, one of the things that I've seen are people who talk a good game about customer service and all their values and all that sort of thing, but when it really comes down to costing them money, when they have a character defining moment where we find out whether they're in it for the transaction or for the relationship, they fail the test.
Yep.
Well, that's the wrong kind of presence.
It absolutely is the wrong kind of, but it is a presence of a kind, and it sends a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though you have something up on your wall that says the customer comes first, and you say, yeah, and I read Jim Blasingame's book, all of that, everybody reads, you know, they're not influenced by that because they just realize I wasn't able to return the product or nobody mm-hmm. listened to me. I mean, so, mm-hmm. yeah, it's that authenticity. There's an interesting study done on employees and leaders. They did like over 50,000 leaders, and they asked them all kinds of questions. But they found out something really interesting. When somebody who was seen to be an effective leader, 98% of the time, people really liked them. So it wasn't a fluke that people liked them. And so the researchers are saying that liking somebody, the people liking you, is not a small thing. It's not like, hey, I don't have time for that, I'm a busy meeter. That the effective leaders did that. There was
but
that
how
combination.
How do you have people like you? This is the trick, I think. Because if you're the manager, if you've got to make the hard decisions, they need to make, is it like or is it respect that we're going for? Because if they can't really be our friend if we may have to fire them.
Right. The research says like. I think mm-hmm. you're making a good distinction that I don't think the researchers made. But it's, if you take that I think they can be merged together, the respect mm-hmm. and likability, that if you're my boss and I don't have to like every decision you make, and I may not be happy when you really call me out on some performance
right.
issue, but what I see is that you've done your homework
right.
and you're treating me fairly and you're not treating me any differently than...
And to me, that describes respect to me. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Energy Bar website again, quickly, Rick.
Sure. EnergyBarTools.com.
All right. So check it out. Quick break. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.